stocks here in London. The Financial Times 100 index up 11 points, just above the key 3,800 level. As for the rest of Europe, Frankfurt's DAX gaining 9 points, gaining 25.32. In Paris, the CAC 40 losing 7, a weaker franc weighing on the market.
Have a nice day.
Actually, are on time this morning, according to dispatchers. San Francisco's freeways are blocked.
P&L report in hand, I will be speed dialing your number.
Is that a promise?
I'm sorry, I'm not aware of that term.
Well, what do I do if Anson calls about substantiation procedure?
Take evasive action. Have your secretary say you're in a meeting. Thank you, Jack. Yes, Maria.
Invitations.
Mm-hmm.
The museum gala.
No.
The Fitzwilliam Botanical Annual Fundraiser.
No.
The Hinchberg Wedding.
Hinchberg Wedding. Tuxedos, phone conversations, I don't think so, no.
I'll send you regrets. Honestly, why must I bother?
You don't know about society, Marie. You don't have the satisfaction of avoiding it. Yes?
I have an Elizabeth on line 3.
Your ex-wife?
I know who it is. Take a message.
Oh, happy birthday, sir. Thank you, Maggie.
I don't like her.
I wouldn't even mention the phone, but he was very insistent. It's obviously some sort of prank.
What?
Well, a gentleman called requesting to have lunch with you. I tried to assure him that you were very busy.
What's his name?
A Mr. Seymour Butts.
Under the bleachers by Seymour Butts.
I'm sorry.
Cancel my lunch to make a reservation at the City Club for myself and Mr. Butts, my usual table. Marie, put the reservation under my name.
You waiting on, sir?
No, I'm still waiting. This was iced tea. Conrad, what a surprise.
Happy birthday, Lincoln.
Seymour Butts. I'll never get tired of that one.
That's why it's a classic. This is a nice restaurant. They gave me a free jacket.
I'm sure they're going to want it back.
I remember being here a long time ago.
Yeah, I took you here once.
No, I used to buy crystal meth off the maitre d'.
Oh, really?
In college.
Which college?
Touché. Miss me?
As much as that's possible. You look good.
So do you. I think I was worried.
Worried about me?
How long has it been since Mom's funeral? 2-3 years.
I thought you quit.
I did. It didn't take.
Well, you can't smoke here.
I'm with you.
It's illegal to smoke in restaurants in California.
Fuck California. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
Elizabeth?
We're divorced. She remarried a pediatrician or gynecologist or a pediatric gynecologist who lives in Sausalito.
That's too bad. I liked her.
And what about you?
You don't keep track of me anymore?
Not since family week at rehab. So what brings you to town, Conrad? Everything all right?
Yeah.
Need anything? Really?
No, I don't need anything from you. I just found myself laying naked on a beach near Ibiza, and all of a sudden it clicked. October 12th. Nikki's birthday.
October 11th.
Whatever.
You shouldn't have.
Well, what do you get for the man who has everything?
The Consumer Recreation Services. Well, I do have golf clubs.
Call that number.
Why?
To make your life fun.
Fun?
You know what that is? You've seen other people have. It's an entertainment service.
An escort service?
A profound life experience.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. You just...
tell me you'll call.
I said I would.
No, you didn't.
You still on medication?
Why would you say that?
The gentleman ready to order?
I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
I'm not on anything. I'm not even seeing a shrink. And I feel great. Do you mind? I think you'll like this. I did. That was the best thing that ever happened to me.
I'll call him.
Do it for you.
I said I'll call, okay? All right, I'll call. It's just that I hate surprises.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Van Morrison. Happy birthday to you.
Fly to Seattle and drive a stake through Anson's heart. Have you seen the profitability report?
You can imagine how much more unhappy I am.
So, you're going to deal with Anson?
That's correct.
We're furious. Sleep well, Nicholas.
I will.
Dinner's in the oven.
Thank you. Oh, I saw Conrad today.
Did you? How is he?
He's okay. I think he's in one of those personal improvement cults or something.
Well, send my love if you see him again. Happy birthday.
Good night.
That defaulted on their payments. The FCC expects to receive more than $500 million in bids as the licenses eagerly sought.
Elizabeth, good evening.
Happy birthday, Nikki.
11:40. You almost missed it this year.
Have you had a nice birthday?
Does Rose Kennedy have a black dress? I went not once, but twice through the spanking machine.
I can only imagine. How are you?
Connie asked me the same thing today.
Connie, really? I always liked your brother.
Anyway.
I just thought this might be difficult for
you. Just another birthday.
Because of your father.
That's right. He was 48, wasn't he? I hadn't really thought about it until now.
Why do I call?
I honestly don't know. Please send Dr. Mel and Rachel my best. Official nuclear family. You must be very pleased.
We are. We are very pleased.
Well, it's good to talk with you.
I guess I should let you go.
Take care of yourself.
You too, Nicholas. I mean that. I really do.
Uh-huh. Be well. Bye.
A proposal to encourage small businesses to provide their employees with health insurance is now being debated by Washington legislators. The bill, which attaches the small business health plans to those of larger corporations, is receiving initial support from a number of key Republican leaders. However, Democratic lawmakers are voicing serious concerns about the bill, claiming that it will undermine local efforts.
You shouldn't feel this reflects negatively on you.
I can't think of it. I received this.
Just a moment.
I can't make
I'm sorry you feel that way. I understand. We hope we haven't caused you any inconvenience. Thank you for choosing CRO. Mr. Feingold, could you assist this gentleman?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Jim Feingold, VP Engineering, Data Analysis.
I don't know exactly how this works. My brother sent me this.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. All right, excellent. Well, let's get started. Yeah, I'm sorry about, all this hullabaloo here. We're still moving.
I got an office somewhere.
Yeah, you mind holding that?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are you hungry? New Moon Cafe?
No, thank you.
Just the China family.
Gift from Conrad Van Orton. Interesting.
What is?
Well, your brother was a client with our London branch. We do a sort of informal scoring, and his numbers are outstanding.
Really?
You sure you're not hungry?
No.
Okay, fine. Now, need to fill out his forms, an application, and a couple of psych tests there, the MNPI and the PAP. Oh, for the financial questionnaire, don't answer anything you don't feel like. We'll run a TRW.
I sometimes hurt small animals, true or false. I feel guilty when I masturbate.
Well, I don't write the questions. I just review the answers.
What is this for?
Well, to give us an overall sense of your capabilities.
No, what is this for? What are you selling?
Oh. It's a game.
A game?
Specifically tailored for each participant. Think of it as a great vacation. Except you don't go to it. It comes to you.
Well, what kind of vacation?
It's different every time.
Humor me with specifics.
We provide whatever's lacking.
And what if nothing is lacking?
May I make two suggestions?
You really think that I'll participate without knowing any?
First, admit to yourself that it sounds intriguing. Second, you don't have to decide today. Take the silly test, fill out the stupid forms. One day, your game begins. You either love it or hate it. Decide then. We're like an experiential Book of the Month club. You can drop that at any time with no further obligation. That was my sales pitch.
How long will this take?
Well, an hour for those, another hour for the physical.
Physical?
It's a cursory examination. Turn your head, cough sort of thing. You'll be out of here in no time.
risky.
Bloody.
Lips.
Insurance company requirement. It states that you're aware that the game exists and that you're a willing participant in said game and so on and so forth. Our guarantee, payments entirely at your brother's discretion as a gift. It's dependent on your satisfaction.
Does that mean if I'm not happy, he doesn't have to pay?
That's never happened. We've never had an unsatisfied customer.
I think you mean dissatisfied.
That's right. You're a left brain word finishes. Initials, and the sign there. In blood. All right, now your copy will be at the front desk in this folder, and we'll keep that. We'll let you know.
What about Monday or Tuesday?
No, that's bad for me.
Well, how about tonight?
I'm working all this evening. Wednesday's the only possibility right now. Want to do dinner?
Okay.
By the way, I went to CRS.
Really? What'd you think?
Well, they seem just a little bit disorganized.
Well, when I did it in London, they'd been around a while. Are you going to do this?
No, I haven't decided yet.
Tell me, it's like getting in on the ground floor at night, isn't it?
CRS won't go public.
They're family owned. Strange things have happened.
No, they haven't, actually.
They opened here, the game in San Francisco. See, they're doing fine without any of us.
How are you? James, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Members here?
I believe so, sir.
Put the next round on me.
Gotcha, sir.
No. Last time I played pebble, I swore I'd never pick up another club again.
Well, speaking about games, I couldn't help but overhear you talking about CRS. Well, the reason I mentioned is I took the test today at the Montgomery Street office.
You did? Kudos. So yours hasn't started yet?
No, not yet. That was one of the questions I had for you. What is it?
What is it? The eternal question. No, I envy you. I wish I could go back and do it for the first time, all over again. Here's the new experiences. If you'll excuse me, I gotta go. Good night, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas.
Nice to meet you. So you played recently?
Oh, about a year ago. I was working in Los Angeles.
I hear the London office is very good, too. Sounds like a lot of fantasy role-playing nonsense.
You want to know what it is? What it's all about? John, chapter 9, verse 25.
I haven't been to Sunday school in a long time.
Whereas once I was blind, now I can see. Good night, Nicholas. Best of luck.
Good night.
Lullaby.
meeting is not held tomorrow. May as well not be held at all.
When Mr. Van Orden boards his plane on the morrow, he will have every agreement tendered in on the complete closing package flawlessly revised. So you'll miss another opera you would have slept during anyway. We now have an opportunity to show our clients how well we will rise to his exhilarating challenge. Yes.
Nicholas Van Orden.
Who is this?
This is Cynthia from CRS.
How'd you get this number?
We finished processing your application.
Look, I'm in a meeting right now.
I'm afraid it was rejected.
I beg your pardon?
You shouldn't feel this reflects negatively on you. We hope we haven't caused you any inconvenience.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Thank you for thinking of CRS.
Anything wrong?
No.
You may hang up or press pound for more options.
Oh, this is Conrad. Leave a message.
Yes, Connie, it's Nicholas. Give me a ring when you get in. Oh, regarding your birthday present, things are a little crazy right now. I don't really know if I can fit it in my schedule, but we'll talk about it at dinner tomorrow. Thanks, bye.
Sluggish economy needs. No one has expressed an opinion as to how it will impact the pampered existence of Nicholas Van Orden. The one thing on which both Democrats and Republicans seem to agree is that most Americans harbor serious doubts about the economic future. A recent poll suggests a staggering 57% of American workers believe there is a very real chance they will be unemployed within the next 5 to 7 years. But what does that matter to a bloated millionaire fat cat like you? In other financial news, stock markets rose both domestically and abroad today after the announcement of stronger-than-expected earnings by several high-tech companies, but dipped again, reacting to reports that Nicholas Van Orden had sneezed. Are you going to spend the rest of the evening crying at that clown's mouth?
I
it's
don't...
It's frustrating for me if you don't pay attention.
What is this?
This is your game, Nicholas, and welcome to it. I'm here to let you in on a few ground rules. You receive the very first key, and others will follow. You'll never know where you'll find them or how you'll need to use them. So keep your eyes open.
How do you... You can see me?
Let's save the questions till afterwards.
How does this work?
There's a tiny camera looking at you right now.
It's impossible.
You're right, impossible. You're having a conversation with your television. It's me, George. You know how dangerous that is?
Mr. Van Orden?
Any domestic news in Southern California?
Yes, Ilse, what is it?
Is everything all right?
Fine.
Petroleum processing plant, yes.
Fine.
I've finished for the evening. Will you be needing anything else?
No, I won't, Ilse. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Never mind who that is.
You want to know how a camera got into your home, don't you?
Yes, I would.
It's a 24-hour consumer recreation services hotline for emergencies only. But don't call asking what the object of the game is, figuring that out is the object of the game. Good luck and congratulations on choosing
C-Congress.
Threats to have the American ambassador expelled after the incident. The U.S. State Department responded quickly with a formal apology and announcement of the ambassador's immediate voluntary removal.
On to the next song. Come on, help me out. Hello? Hello?
Didn't expect to see you here.
I wanted to wish you luck.
Been up all night.
I checked it in person.
I appreciate that sandwich. We'll all get some sleep.
You sure you don't want me along?
No, I'll be fine.
I sure.
Don't ask.
Job.
first time ever you've stepped foot in these offices. It's to ask you to step down.
You promised to meet the projections and some $1.60 shares, what you said. I don't think this visit comes as a surprise.
Reaction far too optimistic.
Admittedly, yes.
Our EPS was 150 last quarter. We are up 8 cents.
The expectations were 10. In this case, the expectations meant everything.
Will you really hold me to it over pennies?
My stock is falling. I don't know about yours. Those pennies are costing millions.
Give me next quarter. If you still feel this way, vote your shares.
Today is what counts, Anson.
You intractable son of a bitch. Your father could see you now.
What?
Your father was a friend. A friend. God damn it, I watched you grow up.
Because you went fishing with my father, I should sit on my hands while you're throwing my money away?
I will tell
you. I'm not finished. You misspoke before when you said you're stepping down. I am firing you. Action is taken. Confidence is restored. The stock goes up.
No. There's no Bear Grant Publishing. No Bear Grant Publishing. Without Hansel Bear.
Where's Stuart Grant? He's probably out there sailing, enjoying his golden years, wondering where the hell you are, Anson. I'm sorry. You failed. I have prepared a severance package that is more than equitable. Valid until this evening.
I could fight you, Francis.
If I leave without your signature, this agreement begins to disintegrate. Benefits shrink, options narrow, and your compensation will be shriveled. I think it's in your best interest, Anson.
Check on her right away, Mr. Van Orden.
Thank you. Please, don't do that.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't even looking.
How about a bad month? You're almost exactly the same thing to me when I was here last week. Don't do that. Just get me some napkins and some soda water.
Looks like the cleaning doesn't mean more in the suit.
I don't think so.
It was an accident, sir.
Terrific.
I said I was sorry. Asshole.
Christine, Mr. Van Orden is a valued customer.
Our name you kiss his ass.
Don't you talk to me like that.
I apologize. I offered to help. What do you want me to do?
Clean out your locker.
What?
You heard me.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Van Orden. If you're not too uncomfortable, will this table suit you for a complimentary meal?
Be fine.
I'll fetch your waiter.
Thank you.
Check, sir.
Ms.
Pardon me, miss.
Oh, great. It's you.
I don't know how this works, but do you have something for me? I received this, note.
What are you babbling about, psycho?
I need to know what is going on.
You want
to
know what's going on? I'm going on my second job this month now. Looks like I'm going on unemployment.
Maybe I should try to explain.
Right? Don't explain. Just fuck off.
Bitch! I am apologizing.
Sir?
Fell down.
Can you hear me? Do you know what to do?
I don't even know if he's breathing.
Don't stand there. Get help. Hey, it's okay.
How do we know he's real?
He's picking his path, mister. Is that real enough for you?
Oh, my God.
He's turning blue.
Oh, police! Police!
Yep, Billy's horns out.
I don't know this man.
Here, what do you need?
Hey, I'm gonna have to detain you.
Detain you?
The report's gotta be filled out.
Well, she can do the report.
Ride with your wife and we'll meet at the hospital.
The hospital?
2 blocks away.
She's not my wife. This is insane. 10 minutes ago, enjoy a quiet little dinner. I received this note. He's breathing, isn't he?
Yes.
Is the siren entirely necessary?
Let's just talk to someone if we get this over with, shall we?
Hang on. I need your driver's license number. Oh, no, you've got to be kidding.
What is it?
This is what I was trying to explain to you. This is a game. It's a company. They plan elaborate pranks, things like this. I don't really understand it myself.
What are you talking about? This is a...
Lights, they went out. 100 people ran away.
What do you mean, the guy who just pissed himself and turned blue was...
Sorry about that.
You should be.
Loving you.
He's got to be a flashlight. Oh, great. I thought that guy was going to die. Give him mouth to mouth. I'll see you around.
How do you know that's the way?
I don't. Where'd y'all go, you motherfucking frat boys? You better hide.
Lobby.
got the key out of his out of the mouth of this wooden clown.
Never mind. What is the going rate for a trap in the elevator adventure?
Well, don't even think about it.
Why not?
Read what the sign says. Warning, do not attempt to open if elevator stops. Use emergency...
phone?
Phone.
If there was one.
I'll wait for help, so... let's just wait for help. Give you a boost.
You can go first.
This is not an attempt to be gallant. If I don't lift you, how are you going to get up there?
You pull me up.
It's easier my way. Come on, step up.
No.
Oh, please.
I'm not wearing any underwear. Okay, there, I said it. My hero. Let's go. I don't think so. Thank you. There, my briefcase.
CRS.
What's CRS?
This is the company I was telling you about, the one that gave me the gift certificate. This is their building.
Around attack dogs.
Let me guess. I go first. Goes $1,000.
Your shoes cost $1,000.
That one did.
Here. Nails and rips.
What?
There should be a fire.
fire escape. Who are you?
Nicholas Van Orden.
What are you, a czar or something? Right. I think if we draw up from here, the garbage will make our fall.
I think not.
Oh, be careful!
You mean I'll be like, wow.
What the fuck are you looking at? I could throw this.
There's a wastebasket beside the desk.
Oh.
I think I have a fresh sweatshirt for you somewhere.
That'd be great. You know, you've never even asked me my name.
The maitre d' said your name was Christine.
All right.
I guess I'll call you Cap.
You got a shower in your office?
Yeah.
Are you an athlete or something?
No, I'm an investment banker. I move money from one place to another.
Actually, would you mind if I just quickly rinsed off?
No.
Is there a towel?
Yeah, it's behind the door.
Oh. I'll just be a sec.
No problem. Listen, I know the owner of the City Club, and I'd be happy to give him a call if you'd like.
Donna was a shitty job anyway. I overreacted. I have a confession to make. Someone gave me $400 to spill drinks on you as a practical joke.
Really? And what'd they say?
Well, they said 300, I said 4, they said the guy in the gray flannel suit. I think I said the attractive guy in the gray flannel suit.
I'll be in there in an hour. I left my briefcase at 1019 Montgomery Street. Could you check with Lost and Found, please?
Anson Bear is in town at the Ritz-Carlton.
Really?
He's requesting dinner tonight.
Well, we'll see about that.
And the Hotel Nico called to say they have your American Express card at the front desk. You left it there last night? Should I send someone?
No, no, just give me the number.
565-1111.
I'll call you back.
Good morning, Hotel Nico.
Yes, this is Nicholas Van Orton. I'm told you have my American Express card.
Yes, Mr. Van Orton. Everything's in order. The concierge has arranged for the wine and flowers in the room.
Has he?
And a young woman phoned to say she's en route, but running a little late.
Did the young woman leave her name?
I'm sure I don't know.
Of course you don't. Thank you.
Sorry, my fault. Ah, Mr. Van Orton. Welcome back. Here we go.
Have we met?
I believe so. If you'll just sign here on this signature card. Didn't I give you one last night?
No, I don't think so.
Cute. Very cute. Kiss me, sir. Have a nice day.
Why are you following me?
What are you talking about? I'm not following you. I'm just driving it.
Hey,
whatever I'm doing is none of your business.
Is Anson Bear the gain? Hey, buddy, is that what this is all about?
Yo, buddy, back off. Just back off, huh? What?
Oh, that's cute. That's really cute. I suppose the gain uses real bullets, huh?
All right, we're private investigator. Somebody hired me to keep tabs on you.
Who? Who hired you? Who hired you? Maria, get hold of Sutherland. Have him meet me at the Ritz-Carlton. I'm on my way.
What's happened?
Follow me, Sam.
Nicholas! This is unexpected.
Now, you really believe that just because you publish children's books, people are going to care about my reputation? You can have pictures of me wearing nipple rings, butt-fucking Captain Kangaroo. The only thing they care about is the stock. And whether that stock is up or down.
Daddy?
It's all right. It's all right.
And the fact that you bring Conrad into this juvenile game is unconscionable.
Are you finished?
No, I'm not finished. I'd like you to meet my attorney, Samuel Sutherland. I think the two of you have got something to talk about.
Oh, we met this morning. I signed the termination contract for Bear Grant. I accepted your settlement, Nicholas. You're right. I'm going sailing. You know, sailing. You are welcome to join our lunch, maybe. We can straighten this out. You remember my wife, Mary Carol, and my daughter-in-law, Kaylee.
Please, accept my misguided...
How concerned should I be?
It was a misunderstanding.
It looks a lot like you.
But you should see what they do with the nightly news.
What?
Can I ask you to do me a favor?
You know you can.
Find out about a company called Consumer Recreation Services.
Sounds like they make tennis rackets. What do you know?
They gave me a waiver.
What is this?
It's a wig.
What's...
I don't believe it. It's invisible ink.
You're joking.
This is what I'm dealing with. I'm being toyed with by a bunch of depraved children.
Are you okay? Tell me not to worry.
You don't have to worry. I promise.
I'll call you later. Right. Okay, bye.
Marie, the other night, last night, got a taxi for a young woman named Christine. What's the company that we use?
United?
What?
United Taxi Company.
United Taxi Company. Call United, find out who the driver was and where they took her.
What's up?
Yusa.
Mr. Van Orden.
Are you all right?
What do you mean? What's happened?
The house. You haven't seen the house?
What's wrong?
There's been a break-in. Now lock your door. Stay inside. Just lock your door.
Oh, be careful.
Yes, I need the police. There's been a break-in in my house.
Stay on the line and give me your address.
My address is 2210 Broadway. It's the biggest house on the street.
Now, sir, you said it was a break-in?
Yes, it's been a break-in.
Are you sure they're gone?
What?
Are you sure there's not still someone somewhere in the house?
I don't know!
Sir?
Shh.
Hello, sir, are you still
there? You need your car. All right, what happened? Conrad, where are we going? Wait. What are you doing?
With the fuck?
If I can't trust the room service in the hotel, I sure as hell can't trust the fucking car.
Who?
CRS, who do you think?
Jesus Christ, look what I almost got you into.
What are you saying?
Oh, go fuck Vegas.
Fuck you, Nate. Fuck you. And just when you think it's all over, that's how the real fucking start.
All right, calm down. Just take a breath. They won't stop, Nick.
I paid the bill. I gave them their fucking money.
They won't leave me alone.
What are they doing to you?
Everything. I'm a goddamn human pinata.
Calm down. Then why do they keep playing if you already paid?
I don't know. I paid them more to make it stop.
They did this.
It's a flat tire.
How do you know?
Get a grip on yourself, will you? We'll figure it out.
Okay.
The phone doesn't work. I can't get a signal.
Really?
You know how to change a tire?
No, don't you? Look, it can't be that hard. I don't think we should be out in the open like this.
Get the teletrack. It's in the glove compartment.
Somebody put him in the car.
The guy in the whole thing, aren't you?
What are you talking about? You brought them to me.
Oh, these were in your car.
They're right there in your fucking car, Conrad.
Listen to what you're saying.
No, you're not going to control this conversation.
Why would I ever do what you're describing?
Because you resent me.
Stop being emotional.
It kills you that I'm living my life.
Lower your voice, Conrad.
What, your great somebody's going to witness a scene? Get back in your fucking house.
Can you stop it?
You're just so afraid somebody's going to see what a manipulative fucking control freak
what
you are.
What is wrong with you? What are you on?
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry I didn't live up to expectations.
Ah, bullshit.
I'm not you. I'll never be you. I don't want to be you.
There you go again.
I'm your brother.
Always pushing the responsibility out on me.
For Christ's sake, I'm your brother.
All I ever try to do is help you.
I don't want your help. Nobody asked you to play dad.
No, you don't say that. Did I have a choice?
Did I have a choice?
210 Broadway. Buddy, you missed a turn. Hey, do you hear me? You missed the turn back. No, no, no. Stop the car! Stop the car!
Thank you.
Open the door.
Lock the door. Open the goddamn door!
I am a very wealthy man, and whatever they're paying you, I'll double it.
Management for the building says the space hasn't been officially rented yet. The county recorder has no listing for a consumer recreation service or any derivation thereof. The divers, they're still looking for the cab. As soon as they find it, they'll pull the plates in the van.
Have you spoken to your brother?
He hasn't called me back yet, no.
What about the house?
The graffiti was an oil-based marine marking solution, illegal in the state.
It's not impossible to trace, but it'll take time.
Photo, the gun, the clown, the ambulance, it's all pending. Breaking and entering, we got stuff.
Malicious mischief, vandalism, harassment, but that's all.
Illegal surveillance, reckless endangerment.
Attempted murder.
Except you said you hired these guys.
That's irrelevant.
No, look. It's our job to tell you what we've got. So far, we don't have motive.
Was my father like you, sir?
Why do you ask?
I don't know.
All the time I've known you, you've never once asked about him.
guess he was just on my mind.
Your mother loved your father very much. I think he just worked too hard.
Was he morose?
What I remember most was that his manner was so slight. You could spend time in a room and not even know that he'd been there the whole time.
What I mean is, before he...
What happened? No. Nobody expected it.
I wonder how much of him there is in me.
Not much, I think.
Was Mother worried about him?
Nobody ever worried about your father.
Yes.
It's Maria. I found the address you wanted from United Taxi.
Yeah, give it to me.
It's on Potrero Hill.
See you again.
What can you tell me about these? Is this you?
Where'd you get them?
My hotel room. It wasn't my hotel room. Are you telling me that this is not you?
What makes you think this is me?
Well, the bra, the red bra.
Okay.
Well, I thought that... Sit down for a minute.
Sure. Are you all right? You're not all right, are you? This contest thing that you're in still, or...
I'm sorry, I'm being a nuisance. I should go.
No, it's okay. We can talk. I'll put some clothes on. I'll be right back.
Do you have an aspirin there?
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's First Communion.
Show it to me.
What's wrong?
Take the picture out of the frame and show it to me.
All right. They're watching.
What?
Not here. They can see here. Smoke detector.
What do you say? Let's go for a drive or something. We can...
I am tired of this. I am goddamn tired.
We'll go
of this.
For a drink. There's a.
Who do you people think you are? Who do you think you are? Come on out of there,
Nicholas. Please.
Let's go right now. Come on, let's come out of there right now.
Them. They find me now.
Get out of the goddamn car!
You don't have a choice. No one else is gonna tell you what's going on! You wanna know? Because if I'm gone, you never will.
Who are they?
I don't know. Nobody does. I'm an employee.
Then what good are you?
I know things like who you can trust and that your brother was in on it from the beginning.
That's a lie.
Yeah? I was your waitress on your birthday. Connie told you about CRS. Have they ever seen me in there before? Sorry. I mean, it wasn't his fault. I guess he thought it was his only way out. They fleeced him real good.
Well, how? How did they get to him?
Same thing damn they did to you.
What are you talking about?
They checked your accounts. In your office, I got the number to your private line and modem that gave CRS remote access to your computer. Gave them everything else.
What?
They took their test, handwriting, voice samples, psyche info. They used it all to figure out your passwords.
Hey, Feingold, the guy who signed you up, he gave 5 years for hacking Citibank. He only had to keep you distracted while they broke into your financial network, transferred your holdings into dummy accounts.
Overseas operator, please.
What else would they want to shoot at us?
Alamein Bank, Zurich, Switzerland. Guten Tag, Englisch bitte. Yes, Blue 2 / 9690, D as in David. That's right. The balance? That's impossible.
They already got it, Nicholas.
Sutherland's. Please leave a message.
As you get this message, Sam, I have checked them all. I don't know how, but they have drained my accounts. They're trying to kill me. Now, you call the cops. I got one right here. We'll make her testify. I know how this sounds, but you call me on my cell here, and you be careful.
He, cut your card in half, so... my take two sugars, right? Never mind. My name's not Christine. It's not my real name.
Who fucking cares?
It's just money. You should be glad you're alive.
I'd rather not talk about it right now.
All I mean is someone like you.
How many times have you done this? I'm curious.
What?
These scams. Con games. How many?
Lots.
Well, whatever nickel dime bullshit you pulled in the past, this is more than just me. This is pension plans. Payrolls. This is $600 million. Yes.
Nick, it's Sam. I got your message. I was disturbed, to say the least.
So what are we going to do?
I've been on the phone for an hour already. Nicholas, your funds are intact. Nothing's been touched.
What are you talking about? I checked on them myself.
Who is it?
I made the calls.
Nothing's changed. I'm telling you, not 1 cent is unaccounted for.
Who is it?
My attorney says that nothing is missing.
He's in on it.
I don't know what the hell is happening, but stay where you are until I get...
Sutherland's in on it.
Nicholas, I have another call. Give me your precise location. Nicholas.
Gotta get out of here. How did they get to him? Why did...
I wouldn't worry about it.
What do you mean?
It's out of your hands. Calls can be intercepted. Those calls you make. B of A, France,
Switzerland.
You're talking to us. Filled in the blanks. Access codes.
No passport.
What happened to you?
Where did it begin? It's complicated.
It always is.
I was on holiday alone, and I was robbed by two men.
Robbed? In what hotel were you staying
at? I don't remember.
Have you gone to the police?
I don't speak Spanish. I just need enough to get out of here.
Well, we'll help with the local law enforcement if you want to bother. As far as money is concerned, can I make a suggestion? You say you were mugged? And they didn't take that one? How much is a watch like that worth? A couple of hundred at least. A man with a watch like that doesn't necessarily have a passport problem.
Thank you.
have your attention, please? Thank you. Anybody here going to San Francisco? I need a ride. I've got $18.78 for a ride to San Francisco. Hey, buddy. Problem?
You're here for Conrad Medworth?
Yes.
I'm the hotel manager.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Where is my brother?
Will you come with me, sir?
Wait a minute. Is there trouble?
So this is a private matter for you. There were some complaints by other guests. Damage to his room. We did the best we could to accommodate his behavior.
His behavior?
Yes, sir. There was an incident a few days ago. A nervous breakdown, they said. The police took him. They left this address in case anyone came. It's a hospital in Napa, sir.
Yeah, I opened it.
I don't want an open bottle. I want an open bottle. I don't want ice in my glass. I want just the glass. Please.
Nikki, talk to me. You're scaring me. I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm sorry, Liz. I don't mean it. I'm sorry. You know, I've been
thinking the last couple of days I had some spare time. And I wanted to tell you that I understand why you left me. And I know that I resented it. I want to apologize to you for shutting you out and not being there. I hope that you can forgive me.
You're tired. You've been on the go for days.
There's nothing to forgive.
Then, pain sets in. The onset of a migraine headache. If this sounds all too familiar, relief is here at last.
Oh, you bastards.
Zachary. For nearly a decade, doctors have been prescribing.
How did you find me here?
Tigerine is strong medicine. Headaches, toothaches, muscles, joint pain.
He's an actor.
So if you trust your doctor, trust Tigerine.
He's an actor on television. Something I'll explain.
Can I borrow your yellow pages?
Car, fucker. Open the door and leave it running.
You're making a mistake.
But get the fuck out of the car. Get the fuck out of the car.
I am extremely fragile right now.
Do you know how many tacos we have? Hundreds, thousands.
I know he ordered from you. He went to Montgomery Street, 1019 Montgomery. Is there anybody here that can help me? He's an actor. He's like one of these people you have here up on your...
today, he'd really be perfect for this part.
Oh, but why is it hard?
Well, is there any place we could contact him?
Well, his papers here on the table. He took the kids to the zoo.
Zoo? It's very sweet. Which zoo?
Oh, the one with the white tiger.
Lionel Fisher, I love your work.
Okay, please don't worry. My kids.
Get rid of them.
Guys, snack time. All right, one more snack. Here, go. It was just a job. Nothing personal. You know, I mean, I play my part, improvise a little. I mean, it's what I'm good at.
I need to talk to who's in charge. Nobody knows. Nobody
gets a big picture. Tammy, Alex, cut it out.
Offices are empty. I need to find out where they are.
Look, they own the whole building. They just moved from floor to floor.
You work for them, right? You can get me in.
No, I can't.
Oh, yes, you can. You can tell them the police called. You gotta speak to somebody. Tell them I'm gonna blow the whistle on them.
What whistle? There's no fucking whistle. This is very dangerous.
Right now, I am extremely dangerous.
Michael, guys, come on, we're leaving.
Well, we're here.
Drive in.
What are you going to do anyway? You won't get your money back.
I don't care about money. I'm pulling back the curtain. I want to meet the wizard.
You're not allowed to be here.
They call me back. I got a thing.
He's with me.
You don't need me.
Get in there. Come to the rail. What floor? Why did you pick up your checks?
It was a different floor than I guess. Mike, come on this way. It's sort of, I don't know. All right, take it easy.
To me. Why?
What do you mean, why?
Who is responsible for this?
You be? It wasn't you. It wasn't personal. It could have been any asshole with a couple hundred million in the bank.
Get on that radio, all right? You get your boss up here. You tell him I'm going to shoot somebody.
Oh, my God. Call Nicholas. They won't do it.
Oh, yes, they will. You get somebody up here because I'm going to kill you. You don't care about me.
Nicholas, they'll let me die. You're not in a position to threaten anyone. Come on, where'd you get that?
What?
That gun. That's not an automatic.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The guard had an automatic. Where'd you get the gun?
This is my gun.
We searched the house.
Well, I guess you missed this, didn't you?
There's nothing but a little goddamn gun up there.
Oh, my God.
This is fake. It's part of your game.
Don't you start with
me
now! Don't you fucking start with me!
I'm telling you the truth now! This is all a game!
Bullshit, all right? Bullshit! I don't have that guy. They shot that guy fine gold fish and then they killed him.
Think about it. What did you see?
I saw them kill him!
And what did you really, really see this whole time? Squid, like in the movies. Nicholas, listen. Gentlemen, you got a real gun. You've got a goddamn bullet. Come here, okay, I'll put it down. Mr. Fisher, he's on the other side of that door. He's an actor.
You're trying to kill me.
No one's trying to kill you, Nicholas. Please put that gun down. You're about to make the biggest mistake of your life. Nicholas, there was always a safety net. The taxi, there was a diver in my house. They just shot at us with flanks.
Is that true?
It is. It's what you hired us for. They're waiting on the other side of that door with champagne. Nicholas. He's goddamn it, Conrad. Conrad's there. It's your birthday party.
You stop lying.
Let me show you.
Don't you move.
He's got a gun. Get back from the door.
Hey, Nikki.
What is this?
It's your birthday present. Such an asshole. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother Nicholas Van Orden.
We'll be right back.
Thank God you jumped, because if you didn't, I was supposed to throw you off.
I have to head home. I just wanted to say goodbye.
Some dreams. Thanks, Mel, for coming. I'm sorry about your eye. I left it at the zoo.
No problem.
Happy birthday, Nicholas.
I'll call you. I really will.
I haven't a clue what this is all about. Your taste in champagne is excellent, as always.
What's a great entrance.
Yes, and I want you to know that what happened.
Oh, no, 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 please. I've never been happier in my whole life. But I think you and my wife thanks you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you, Sam. This is the bill.
The bill. Keep the pen.
Thank you.
Phone. You want to split it?
Oh, God, yes, please. I'll take you up on that.
Oh, my God. Waitress, what was her name? Christine?
She said something about catching a plane. I just saw her up front from the hill, Cass.
I didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
Thank you. I
No, I never did ask you your name, did I?
No. It's Claire.
So you, catching a plane, or...?
Yeah, we have a gig starting next week in Australia, so...
Here's some more sheep.
Just a walk-on this time.
Well, when you get back, maybe, you know, we can have some dinner.
You don't know anything about me.
No. So you tell me.
Well, what?
Where you're from?
Originally. Oh, Oklahoma. Colorado. I've been doing this way too long. You know, would you like to have a coffee with me at the airport?
Has given you